This is the point I'm talking about today.
Det er det her, det er pointen der, i det jeg taler om i dag, det her.
When we come into the presence of the Lord.
Vi kommer til Guds nærvær.
And it's beautiful.
Og det er smukt.
But God always has more.
Men Gud har altid mere.
This is one level.
Det her, det er et niveau.
This is a very low level.
Det her, det er et meget lavt niveau.
There's another level.
Der er endnu et niveau.
And God wants us to walk in a deeper way.
Og Gud han ønsker at vi skal vandre på en dybere måde.
Where it gets stronger.
Hvor det bliver stærkere.
And when we learn to live in that, he wants us to go into a deeper way and it gets stronger again.
Og når vi lærer at leve i det, så ønsker han at vi går til næste niveau, endnu dybere, og så lærer vi at gå i det.
God is never ending.
Gud ender aldrig.
There's no ending to the levels of depth that there is in Jesus.
Der er ingen ende til hvor mange niveauer der er i Jesus.
When we've been there 10,000 years in heaven.
Når vi har været i himlen i 10,000 år.
There's still more.
Så er der stadig mere.
To know about God.
At vide om Gud.
To experience God.
At opleve med Gud.
To walk in greater depths.
At vandre i større dybder.
In a stronger kabau, a stronger weight.
I en større kabau, en større vægt.
And that's what heaven's going to be like. It'll never end.
Og sådan vil himlen være. Det vil altid tage slut.
Just when you think you've got to the end of God, there's more.
Når du tror du er kommet til enden af Gud, så er der mere.
Hallelujah. Let's carry on then. Shekinah, let's go on.
Shekinah.
There's so much more I could say about Kabau, but there's a lot more I want to get through. We're still on the first page.
Vi er stadig kun på første side, så vi er bagefter.
When Kabau gets so strong,
når Kabau bliver så stærk,
there's a change in the physical atmosphere of earth.
Så er der en forandring i den fysiske atmosfære på jorden.
Where God's glory changes from Kabau to Shekinah.
Hvor Guds herlighed ændrer sig fra Kabau til Shekinah.
Now the Hebrew word Shekinah, you won't find it in the Bible in the original language.
Det hebraiske ord Shekinah finder du ikke i Bibelen i originalsproget.
Because in the books of Moses, they never had a word to describe what they saw.
For i Mosebøgerne, der havde de ikke et ord der beskrev hvad det var de så.
And it wasn't until after the exile.
Og det var først
coming back from Babylon.
Og det var først efter landflygtigheden i Babylon.
Did the teachers of Hebrew began to realize we need to call this something and they made the word in Hebrew Shekinah.
Det var der at underviserne lærte i Israel begyndte at sige vi bliver nødt til at finde et ord for det her, vi bliver nødt til at forklare hvad det er hvad vi ser.
The visible presence of God you see with your natural eyes.
Den synlige Guds nærvær som du ser med dine fysiske øjne.
It's when heaven comes to earth.
Når himlen kommer til jorden.
We read about it in the Old Testament a lot.
Vi læser meget om det i det gamle testamente.
That God appeared in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire.
Gud han kommer i en skystøtte og en ildstøtte.
That in the holy of holies.
I det allerhelligste.
There was never any need for any lamps or candles. There was light shining the whole time.
Der var der aldrig brug for lamper eller lys. Fordi der var et lys der skinnede hele tiden.
And the Shekinah glory is manifested itself biblically in many different ways.
Shekinah herligheden manifesterer sig bibelsk på mange forskellige måder.
When God appeared with Moses on the mountain, it said there was great fire and a big dark cloud.
Da Gud han viser sig for Moses på bjerget, står der var en stor ild og en stor sky.
Smoke billowed out, it said, of the presence of God.
Røg vældede ud af Guds nærvær.
There's talk of gold dust.
Der var tale om guldstøv.
And sometimes feathers fell.
Og nogle gange faldt der fjer.
Other times there was a glowing light.
Nogle gange var det et lysende lys.
Oil.
Olie.
A heaviness, fire.
Ild.
Both in the Old and New Testament, we see fire at the day of Pentecost was poured out onto the people.
Både i Gamle og Nye Testamente, altså på pinsedagen, ser vi, hvordan ild blev gudt ud over mennesker.
The greatest part of Shekinah God that we see today,
den største del af Shekinah-herligheden, som vi ser i dag,
is healings, miracles and signs and wonders.
Er helbredelse og mirakler og tegn.
That's the power of God, the glory of God at work.
Det er Guds herlighed, der er i arbejde.
It so came down in Jerusalem after the day of Pentecost.
Det blev så stærkt i Jerusalem efter pinsedag.
That it said that the people were afraid of the Christians.
At der står, at mennesker var bange for de kristne.
A great fear came upon the people.
En stor frygt ramte folket.
And that word fear isn't that they were scared.
Og det ord frygt var ikke at de var bange.
It's a respect, an honor, a reverence, an awe.
Det er en respekt, en ære, en
like the fear of God.
En ærefrygt.
There was a massive respect for who these people were.
Der var massiv respekt for hvem de her mennesker de var.
And until the religious people try to change that, of course we know the story of the persecutions of Paul.
Indtil de religiøse de begyndte at ville ændre det og begyndte at forfølge de kristne.
But when Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, we read that he glowed.
Men da Jesus går på forklarelsesbjerg, så står der hvordan han lyste.
He said both him and Moses and Elijah that was with him shone brighter than the sun.
At både han og Elias og Moses som var med ham, de lyste stærkere end solen.
It wasn't figurative words. The disciples saw it.
Det var ikke bare billeder det her. Det var ikke bare figurativt. Det her, de disciple, de så det her.
When Moses came down off the mountain shining the glory of God, they saw it.
Da Moses han kom ned fra bjerget og skinnede af Gud, der så folket det.
There was a period of a couple of weeks in our church back in Wales.
Der var en periode på et par uger i vores kirke.
It happened one Sunday night.
Det skete en søndag aften.
We come into church and there was a weird glow.
Vi kom til kirken og der var en underlig et underligt lys.
We thought that they lit candles.
Vi troede de havde tændt stearinlys.
Now British culture is not like Danish culture.
Altså engelsk kultur er ikke som dansk kultur.
You only light candles for two reasons.
Du tænder kun stearinlys for to årsager.
One, the electric's out.
Et, der er ikke mere elektricitet.
Or you, secondly, you're a witch.
Eller du er en heks.
Ah, there is one other when it's your birthday on a cake.
Fødselsdag på kagen.
We don't use candles like you use candles here for atmosphere, for hygge. We don't even know what that word is.
Vi bruger ikke at lys, stearinlys til hygge.
Eh? Doesn't exist in Britain. We had candles in the drawer. They only came out in the electric cut or when my sister was up to no good.
What?
My sister was a witch.
Oh. Vi havde lys i skuffen derhjemme, og de kom sjældent i brug. Det var kun min søster, der brugte dem til ballade.
Or the electric was cut.
Eller at der var ikke var mere strøm.
So my friend, he switched the lights off in the main hall.
Så min ven, han går hen og slukker for lyset i kirkesalen.
And it made no difference.
Og det gjorde ingen forskel.
And we're like, we thought Howell, our minister, he's just, what's he done? He's hidden lights somewhere. So we were hunting for these lights.
Og vi troede, at Howell, prædikant eller præsten, han havde gemt nogle lys, han havde simpelthen for at snyde os, så vi begyndte at lede efter de her lys.
I quickly began to realize something is happening.
Og jeg pludselig gik det op for mig, hurtigt gik det op for mig, at et eller andet er ved at ske.
Because it was as light on top of this pew, the wooden bench, as it was. It was as light underneath as it was on both.
For der var lige så meget lys under bænkene, som det var over bænkene.
There was no shadow.
Der var ingen skygge.
You couldn't tell which direction the light was coming from.
Du kunne ikke definere lysretningen.
You couldn't hold it up, and there's the shadow, so the light must be that way.
Du kunne ikke holde op og se din skygge, så må lyset komme derfra.
We'd open the cupboard.
Vi åbnede skabene.
Where the communion wine was kept.
Hvor der var nadvervin.
And it was light inside.
Og der var lys inde i skabet.
We shut the cupboard.
Vi lukkede skabet.
And then you looked through the keyhole and it was as light inside as it was outside.
Og hvis du kiggede gennem nøglehullet, så var det lige så lyst inde i skabet, som det var uden for skabet.
We're like, what is this?
Hvad er det her?
And my friend Budgie, we used to call him.
Budgie, min ven.
Budgie was called Budgie because when he got high on drugs, he tried to fly off the changing rooms of the rugby club and broke both his legs.
Butchie hed Butchie, fordi at på et tidspunkt, han var fuld af narkotika, så forsøgte han at hoppe ud fra taget af rugbyklubben og brækkede begge ben.
So we called him Budgie because he can't fly.
Derfor hed han Budgie, fordi han kan ikke flyve.
That was our nicknames.
Det var hans kælenavn.
My other friend Salmon, he was called Salmon because he nearly drowned in the lake. He couldn't swim.
Min anden ven Laksen, han hed Laksen, fordi han næsten druknede og kunne ikke svømme.
I was called Slim Sim.
Og jeg hed Tykke.
Slim Sim, because I was so fat.
Jeg havde Tynde Simons, fordi jeg var så tyk.
Beefy was called Beefy because he was like a stick insect.
Og Beefy, han var hed Beefy, fordi han var så tynd som en knapperdål.
Beefy means that you're big.
Beefy
means strong. Beefy was not big. It was ironic humor, but that's what we were anyway. Budgie tried to he looked behind the him thing on the wall, made of wood.
Budgie, han kiggede bag den her tavle, hvor de hænger nummeren til Salmon op.
And as he touched the wall as he came off, he himself was glowing.
Og det øjeblik, hvor han slap væggen igen efter at have rørt væggen, så lyste han.
So we were all like, I remember licking my hand and rubbing his face and like,
og jeg slikker på min hånd og
you know, maybe it's luminous paint.
Måske er det selvlysende maling.
And then Howell comes in and he goes, oh look, the Shekinah glory's back.
Og Harold kommer ind og siger, wow, Shekinah-herligheden er tilbage.
I'm like, eh?
Siger, hvad?
What is that?
Hvad er det?
And he sat us down that prayer meeting and he explained what it was, that it often would visit the church.
Og til det bønnemøde, så satte han os ned på gulvet, og så underviste han om, hvordan det havde ofte besøgt kirken her.
Shekinah glory is the light, is the glory of God, is a manifestation of God that you see with your eyes.
Shekinah-herligheden er lys, at det er en Guds herlighed manifesteret.
But you know it's there because when you see it.
Men du ved det er der, fordi et, du ser det.
But the kibbutz, that atmosphere, that feeling of God is very powerful, is very strong.
But kibbutz, den her følelsen af Gud er meget, meget nærværende, meget stærk.
From my deductions, this isn't a biblical thing, this is just what I believe, I think.
Fra mine udledninger, det er ikke bibelsk, det er hvad jeg tror.
That when the kibbutz gets so strong, it turns into Shekinah.
At når kibbutz bliver når et vist niveau, så bliver det til Shekinah.
It's a level.
Det er et niveau.
That's on a higher level.
So Shekinah er et højere.
We never saw it all the time.
Vi så det aldrig hele tiden.
But I do remember when it was there, the presence had never been so strong of God.
Men jeg husker, at når det var der, så har Guds nærvær aldrig været så stærkt.
It was when the Shekinah was in the church that the glory of God was out on the street.
Det var når Shekinah var i kirken, at Guds herlighed var på gaden.
And people struggled to walk past the church.
Og mennesker havde problemer bare at gå forbi huset.
That's why so many people got saved. In those days.
Derfor blev så mange mennesker frelst i de dage.
As a church, we did no evangelism other than the violent one I told you about earlier.
Som kirke kendte vi ikke til evangelisation, anden den voldelige form, jeg har fortalt om tidligere.
We didn't take it out onto the street in that sense and witness to people. It happened.
Vi tog det ikke ud på gaden og vidnede for mennesker.
Det skete bare. We didn't know how to witness to people. We'd only just got saved.
Vi anede ikke, hvad man skulle vidne for mennesker. Vi var lige blevet frelst selv.
But people say, what's going on? We say, well, go to church and find out.
Og mennesker spørger, hvad sker der? Jamen, tag i kirke og find ud af, hvad sker.
I'll never forget my neighbor across the road, Christine, her name was, Mrs. Small.
Min nabo på den anden side af gaden, Mrs. Small.
Christine. Mrs. Small was a, do you understand the term, brash woman?
Ja, hun var en...
She was very straight. She'd tell you. She didn't mess about. She didn't hide anything. Brat, what?
Nej, skrab ikke det rigtige ord. Vi har et ord for det, men ja, en meget, meget direkte kvinde.
Very direct.
Ja.
I met her in the town shops. She was I was going into the supermarket. She was coming out.
Jeg mødte hende i butikken i byen på et tidspunkt.
She put her bags down and she grabbed all of me. She stood me and said, "Stay there."
Og hun satte sin bærepose ned og tog fat i mig og sagde, bliv der.
And she said, right.
Okay, siger hun.
And she looked at me.
Og så kiggede hun på mig.
What has happened to you?
Hvad er der sket med dig?
I'm like, what do you mean?
Og jeg tænker, hvad mener du?
You look different.
Du ser anderledes ud.
Said, no. I've been on the weights a bit.
Jeg har været i centret en par gange.
And she just slapped me across the head. Don't be stupid. You know what I mean.
Lad være at være dum. Du ved ikke, hvad jeg mener.
She said, there is something that has changed in you. It's on you. It's around you. You are glowing, she said.
Der er noget, der forandret. Der er noget, der er anderledes. Det er i dig. Det er på dig. Det er omkring dig. du lyser.
Now this is an ungodly woman.
Det her, det er en ugudelig kvinde.
In a sense of she'd never been brought up in church. She had no Christian background.
Hun havde ingen kristen baggrund, har aldrig været i kirke, eller ikke været i kirke så fast.
She's the kind of woman that would go get drunk on the Saturday night and beat all the men up. Maybe you got a better idea of her. She was great. I loved that
fantastisk
one. She was
kvinde.
Awesome. And if she stopped you, you had to listen.
Og når hun stoppede, så vidste du godt, så kunne bare lytte.
And she said, "No. What do you have that you didn't have?"
Siger, hvad har du nu, som du ikke havde før?
Because she knew what I was like before I was a Christian.
Hun kendte mig fra før jeg blev kristen.
And she'd heard all about it, and then she saw me in the shop, and she stopped me. What is this?
Og hun har hørt om det med, og så ser hun mig i butikken der, så stopper hun mig og siger,
an unsaved woman could see something which only now I know was spiritual, the glory of God.
Og en ufrelst kvinde kunne se noget, som jeg i dag ved er Guds herlighed.
And I said, I became a Christian.
Og jeg sagde, jeg er blevet en kristen.
I knew there was something going on, she said.
Jeg vidste, der var noget. Jeg vidste.
She said, you know what? I like what you've got.
Ved du hvad? Jeg kan godt lide det, du har.
I like this boy.
Jeg kan godt lide den her dreng.
She'd know me. She'd lived on the opposite side. She'd know me from an embryo.
hun har kendt mig, siden jeg var nyfødt.
No, an embryo.
Ja, jeg ved det godt. Det er også ikke vendig mening.
All right.
Hun kendte mig, før jeg blev født.
And been a friend of the family for years with my mom.
Ven af familien, ven af min mor i årevis.
She saw something around me that was different.
Hun så noget omkring mig, der var anderledes.
And she wanted it.
Og hun ville have det.
She said, "How can I get it?"
Hvordan kan jeg få det?
Now, I didn't know.
Så jeg anede ikke.
I said, "Come to church."
Så jeg kom til kirken.
There's loads of it down there.
Der er masser af dernede.
And that's how many of the adults got saved in Trinant, that town.
Og sådan blev mange af de voksne frelst i Trinant.
They could see it wasn't just it was in our behavior.
Det var i vores opførsel.
Of course.
Selvfølgelig var det det.
But there were times when they could see things.
Men der var tider, hvor de kunne se ting.
I'll never forget that night we walked home from church.
Vi gik hjem fra kirke en aften. Jeg glemmer det aldrig.
Usually we would walk because the church was at the bottom of the mountain and we all lived at the top.
Altså kirken lå ned i dalen, og vi boede op ad bjergsiden, op i toppen.
And it was around a kilometer walk up to where I lived.
Der var en kilometers penge at gå op.
And there was two ways you could go. You could walk up the roadway, or you could go through the fields.
Og der var to måder at komme op på. Du kunne enten følge vejen, eller du kunne gå op gennem markerne.
But there was no light in the fields.
Men markerne havde ingen lys.
But we walked.
Men vi gik.
And we were all looking at each other glowing.
Og vi gik kiggede på hinanden.
There was light around us.
Der var lys omkring os.
And we're like, man, this is freaky.
Det er skræmmende der.
But when we first went to a Pentecostal church meeting as young people.
Første gang vi gik til et pinsemøde som unge mennesker.
We were a little bit worried why they didn't glow.
Så var vi lidt bekymret, fordi de lyste ikke.
Because we thought this was normal Christianity.
Vi regnede med det var normal kristendom.
That's all we'd known what was in our church.
Jo, alt vi vidste, så var det i vores kirke jo.
So when you went into another town, into another church.
Når du tog til en anden kirke i en anden by.
And you saw a bunch of young people not even interested in God, just talking at the back of the meeting. We were annoyed.
Så en flok unge mennesker, som ikke var interesseret i Gud, og bare sad og snakkede nede bag i kirken, så blev vi arg.
What are you doing?
Hvad laver I?
Jesus is here. Why aren't you singing? Why aren't you worshiping?
Jesus er her. Hvorfor beder I ikke? Hvorfor synger I ikke? Hvorfor tilbeder I ham ikke?
Budgie says, "Why aren't you glowing?"
Budgie said, "Hvorfor lyser
I ikke?" These guys are on drugs or something.
De har tænkt, de er på stoffer eller de her gutter.
The first time I met my wife.
Første gang jeg mødte min kone.
She took me to her church in the Rhondda Valley, about 30 kilometers away.
Så tog hun mig til sin kirke i en anden dal, 30 km væk.
A Baptist church.
En baptistkirke.
No offense, but they didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
De troede ikke på dåben i Helligånden.
And they had some worship time in their church.
Der var lidt lovsang i kirken.
And in our church, when the music stops,
og i vores kirke, når musikken stopper,
that's when you start singing.
Så der begynder at synge
your own song to the Lord.
Din egen sang til Gud.
So everybody sits down, and I stand up and just start singing in tongues all on my own. Shaka ba, God, you're great.
Alle sætter sig ned, og jeg rejser mig op og løfter hænderne og råber til Gud.
And I got lost in the presence.
Og jeg blev fortabt i nærværet.
Gwenda said I was singing for 20 minutes.
Gwenda siger jeg sang i 20 minutter.
Everybody watching. What is he doing?
Alle kiggede bare på mig.
It wasn't 20 minutes. It couldn't have been 20 minutes.
Det kiggede 2 minutter.
And in the end, she pulls my trousers and says, "Sit down."
Og så rykker hun mig i bukser og siger, "Sæt dig ned."
Isn't this a church?
Siger, er det ikke en kirke?
Don't you all love Jesus? Let's sing.
Elsker ikke Jesus? Lad os synge.
I was so naive.
Jeg var så naiv.
That other churches are not like that.
Andre kirker ikke på samme
måde. But I thought all churches and all Christians were like that.
Jeg troede alle kristne var sådan.
I still believe today all Christians and all churches should be like that.
Jeg mener stadig i dag, at alle skulle være sådan.
But I know they're not.
Jeg ved godt, det er de ikke.
So I don't do it so much anymore.
Så jeg gør det ikke så meget mere.
Until I come home to my home church, then we just let rip.
Indtil
let
jeg kommer hjem til min egen kirke.
But we give it all in our worship.
Men vi giver alt i lovsang.
How will our pastor used to say, you know, when you're doing anything, you do it for Jesus, no matter what you're doing, it's not for your boss, it's not for your teacher. You're doing it for Jesus, you give everything you've got.
Howard, vores pastor, han blev ved med at sige til os, at alt hvad du gør i livet, uanset hvad det er, så gør det for Jesus.
And he said, especially,
og specielt
in worship,
i lovsangen.
You wouldn't like have liked worship in our church.
You wouldn't have liked.
No, they wouldn't like it.
I ville ikke kunne lide lovsangen i vores kirke.
Because however loud some of us that could sing and hold a note were.
Fordi hvor højt os der kunne rent faktisk synge og holde tonen var.
The majority of the lads and the girls were tone deaf.
Så var de fleste gutterne, de var tonedøve.
And they would sing as loud as they could too.
Og de sang også så højt som de kunne.
It wasn't a pretty sound.
Det var ikke smukt.
So we learned to concentrate on Jesus, not on how each other sounded.
Så vi lærte at koncentrere os om Jesus.
You actually had to do that.
Det var du nødt til.
But it was great. It was an orchestra of sound, of joyful noise to Jesus.
Men det var et orkester af lyd, og det var smukt for Jesus.
But Shekinah was that glory when God began to glow.
Men Shekinah er den herlighed, når Gud han begynder at lyse.
That changed our lives, that level.
Det forandrede vores liv, det niveau.
You talk to anybody that was part of that church.
Snak med hvem som helst, som var en del af den kirke.
They are different from other Christians.
Så de er anderledes end andre kristne.
They have a different passion.
De har en anderledes passion.
A different longing.
En anderledes længsel.
They love Jesus so much. I'm not saying that others don't love Jesus so much, but you see there's a difference.
Jeg siger ikke andre ikke elsker Jesus, men du ser der en forskel.
Because they've lived, they've grown up, they've been at a level that of heat on the water that most people never experienced in their whole lives.
For de har været på et niveau, de har været en temperatur i vandet, som de fleste andre ikke oplever i deres liv.
But God wants all of us to experience that level of glory.
Men Gud han vil, at vi alle oplever det niveau.
He wants us all to experience it.
Han ønsker, at vi alle skal opleve det.
And this is what our pastor used to teach us.
Det er det, hvad vores pastor han plejer at undervise.
And this is a key.
Og det er en nøglen.
I think Stina mentioned it a bit earlier on.
Stina, hun nævnte det også lidt tidligere.
He used to say to us, it's no good coming to church and getting it from others.
Så det hjælper ikke at komme til kirken og få det fra andre.
Learn to have it at home.
Lær at have det derhjemme.
And bring it with you to church.
Og så tag det med dig i kirke.
Because when you bring your fire.
Når du tager din ild med,
and she brings her fire,
og hun tager sin ild med,
and he brings his,
og han tager sin,
and we all bring our own fires. When there's lots of little fires, there's one big fire.
Og vi alle har vores lille ild med, jamen, så er der en stor ild.
He said, "Don't come and drain me."
Lad være at komme og bare tære på min.
Come and bring something with you.
Kom og bring noget med dig.
And so that's how we grew up.
Sådan er vi vokset op.
We were told we had to have our glory times at home.
Vi er nødt til at have den her herlighedstid hjemme.
And let me tell you.
Og lad mig fortælle dig.
A lot of the young people's conversations in that town.
Mange af de unges samtaler i byen.
Were not about the latest football team.
Handlede ikke om fodboldkampen.
Or pop group.
Eller poppen.
Or drinking expedition.
Eller drukture.
Unless it's drinking the Holy Spirit. We had lots of discussions on that.
Men mindre druk.
And that kind of drunkenness.
Og den slags druk.
It was about what God said and did in our personal devotions at home.
Det handlede om hvad Gud sagde og gjorde i vores personlige tid.
The visions we would have.
De visioner og syner vi havde.
The places God would take us.
De steder Gud ville tage os hen.
When I was 16 in my bedroom, God showed me a vision of my whole life.
Da jeg var 16 år gammel i mit soveværelse, der viste Gud mig en vision af hele mit liv.
And at different aspects over the last 30 years, I've known I've been in the will of God, because what I saw when I was 16, I'm seeing right before my very eyes now.
Og for forskellige tidspunkter i mit liv over de seneste 30 år, der ved jeg, at jeg har været i Guds plan, fordi det jeg oplevede, det var det jeg havde set.
One of our young girls.
En af vores unge piger.
We thought she was crazy.
Vi troede hun var skør.
She went to university to learn Russian.
Hun tog på universitetet for at lære russisk.
Russian.
Russisk?
Where we come from, you're lucky if you learned English.
Og hvor vi kom fra, der var du heldig hvis du kunne engelsk.
Because most a lot of people spoke Welsh.
De fleste snakkede walisisk.
And at school we had the opportunity to learn maybe French.
Og på skolen kunne vi muligvis vælge fransk.
We refused to learn German.
Vi nægtede at lære tysk.
Because as I said to the teacher, my father fought in the war, so I wouldn't have to speak German.
Ja, fordi som jeg sagde til min lærer, at min far han kæmpede i krigen, så jeg ikke skulle tale tysk.
But those opportunities, but Why do you want to learn Russian?
Men det var mulighederne, men russisk, hvorfor russisk?
Because when I was in my glory time at home, God showed me I'd be preaching in Siberia.
Fordi det er jo i min herlighed derhjemme alene, så vi skulle
18-year-old young girl, Claire Bruton.
18 år gammel pige.
The last time I saw Claire was when I was at her 18th party.
Sidste gang jeg så Claire, det var til hendes 18-års fødselsdag.
When she was 19, she went to Siberia.
Da hun var 19 år gammel, tog hun til Sibirien.
And I don't even know whether she's alive today or not. That was over 30 years ago.
Jeg har ingen idé om hun er levende i dag.
But she became a missionary to Siberia.
Men hun blev missionær i Sibirien.
Mike, in his quiet time, got a vision that he would go to Yugoslavia.
I sin stille tid fik en vision om at tage til Jugoslavien.
This was in 1984.
Det var 84.
God gave him a vision that he would be preaching in Sarajevo during a war.
Og Gud han viste ham, at han ville skulle prædike evangeliet i Sarajevo.
These are the stories as young people we would talk about all the time.
Det er jo det her, det er jo de historier vi som unge snakkede.
And I'm like, wow.
Og jeg var sådan, wow.
Have you got a gun?
Har du en pistol?
Can we come?
Kan vi komme med?
And it wasn't until mid-90s, I think it was, that whole country exploded.
Og det var først midt i 90'erne, hele landet eksploderede.
And you know the Croatia and Albania and all that had those horrible wars.
Og Kroatien og Serbien og Bosnien havde de frygtelige krige.
Mike went straight out there.
When he
qualified from college.
Efter gymnasiet.
About 1989, just as the Berlin Wall fell.
I 89, da muren falder.
Started a church in Sarajevo.
Han plantede en kirke i Sarajevo.
19 years old.
19 år gammel.
And I saw him that year because he came back and forth visiting and raising money.
Jeg så ham det år, fordi han rejste frem og tilbage og for at rejse penge til det her.
Then the war broke out.
Så brød krigen ud.
And we all know about the genocides that went on.
Kender alle til folkemord, som skete dernede.
5 years later.
5 år senere.
Mike comes back to Wales.
Kommer Mike tilbage til Wales.
He has a church in the middle of Sarajevo, over 600 people.
Han har en kirke midt i Sarajevo på over 600
mennesker. That served God in the middle of all that devastation and war.
Tjent Gud midt i ødelæggelsen og midt i krigen.
That he saw in the glory back when we were teenagers.
Så han i herligheden tilbage da vi var teenager.
I had a vision of a ship, big old mast sailing ship.
Jeg havde en vision om et skib, altså et gammelt sejlskib.
And it was confusing to me because this huge sailing ship was in a lake.
Og det var underligt, fordi det her store sejlskib, det lå i en sø.
What idiot would build such a big, large sailing ship on a lake?
Hvilken idiot ville bygge et sejlskib i en sø?
And it came round the corner, docked in the harbor where I was stood.
Og det kom rundt om hjørnet eller pynten og lagde til i havnen der hvor jeg stod.
That's the vision I had.
Det er visionen jeg havde.
When I was 16.
Da jeg var 16 år.
When I was 1994, so what's that? I was
25.
I was asked to come to Denmark.
Blev bedt om at komme til Danmark.
And the first day we arrived in Denmark was up in Mariager.
Og den første dag vi kom til Danmark var i Mariager.
And they took us straight to the Havn Grill.
Og de tog os ned på Havnegrillen.
And as we stood there eating a burger.
Jeg sad og spiste en burger.
As you look across the fjord, you can see the other side.
Og du ser over på den anden side af fjorden, du kan se den anden side af fjorden.
And I had the incredible feeling, I've been here before.
Og jeg havde den her fornemmelse, jeg har været her før.
This is a lake.
Det her, det er en sø.
And suddenly this big, huge sailing ship comes round.
Og pludselig kommer det her store sejlskib rundt.
Called Agape and parks in the harbor.
Agape og ligger til i havnen.
The sail with sails, that old-fashioned ship.
Med sejl som det gammeldags skib.
And I turned to Paul, the guy I was with, the Danish guy I was with. I said, "What? Who would build a sailing ship for a lake?"
Og jeg kiggede på Paul, som var jeg sammen med, og sagde, "Hvem bygger et sejlskib?"
He says, "This isn't a lake; it's a fjord."
Og siger han, "Det her er ikke en
sø. It goes out to the sea." And the church here, we own it.
Og siger, og kirken her, vi ejer faktisk skibet.
Suddenly, God takes me back to that vision.
Pludselig viser Gud mig den her vision igen, da jeg var 16 år gammel.
We're coming to Denmark. God wants us
to be here.
How do you know? Because I saw this when I was 16. Incredible things happen in the glory.
Utrolige ting sker i herligheden.
So many creep people. I was going to say people and Christians at the same time. Creeple. So many creeples.
Så mange kristne mennesker.
Are confused about direction.
er forvirret om retning.
They have hardly any supernatural experience with God.
Har ikke haft nogen overnaturlige oplevelser med
God. They have no idea how to hear the voice of God.
De har ingen idé om, hvordan de hører Guds stemme.
Visions and dreams and prophetic words are mystic and
Syner og drømmer og profetiske ord er underligt. Det er mærkeligt.
But that is who God is.
Men det er det Gud er.
The Bible is full of the ways he communicates to people.
Bibelen er fuld af måder han kommunikerer
in a supernatural way.
På
and there's such a lack of direction in people's lives because they don't know how to get in the glory where revelation comes.
Der er så stor mangel på retning i menneskers liv, fordi de har ikke forstået, hvordan de kommer ind i Guds herlighed.
We won't read it because of time, but Isaiah 6 verses 1 to 6 is a great example of this.
Vi skal ikke læse det, fordi vi har ikke tid, men Isaiah 6 1 to 6 er fantastisk.
Isaiah is taken up into the throne room of God.
Isaias bliver taget op i tronrummet, Guds
tronrum. It's the call of Isaiah.
Det er Gud, Isaias kald.
He sees incredible things.
Han ser fantastiske ting.
Now this takes some study, so have a look at it when you get home.
Det tager et helt studie for sig selv, så kig på det, når du kommer hjem.
Compare Isaiah's vision in Isaiah 6 when he goes into the throne room of God.
Sammenlign Isaias' vision i Isaiah 6
with John's vision when in Revelation, the beginning of Revelation.
Med Johannes' visioner i Åbenbaringsbogen.
There are many things that are exactly the same.
Der er mange ting, der er det samme.
But there are some things that are different.
Men der er også ting, der er forskellige.
And that's great to study what's different and why it's different.
Det er fantastisk at læse, hvorfor det er forskelligt.
I'm not going to go into that.
Eller hvorfor det er forskelligt.
But they all see these things.
Men de ser begge de her ting.
They see the throne of God.
De ser Guds trone.
And around the throne of God are these four angels flying.
Og omkring Guds trone er der fire engle, der flyver.
They're going round and round and round and round.
Rundt og rundt og rundt.
And for eternity, these angels have only ever lived in that room and gone round and round and round and round and round and round and round.
Og i al evighed har de her engle kun levet i det rum. Og kun gået fløjt rundt omkring.
To the carnal mind, it seems that would drive you crazy.
For den menneskelige hjerne vil det.
I'm going to lock you up.
Jeg kommer til at låse dig inde.
In one room.
I et rum.
And for eternity, you're just going to fly around in circles.
Og i en evighed skal du bare flyve i cirkler.
Sounds like some of your lives.
Lyder som dit liv.
But that's what these angels do.
Men det er det,
they did it at the time of Isaiah.
De gjorde det på Isaias tid.
They did it at the time of writing Revelation 2,000 years ago.
De gjorde det for 2,000 years ago.
They still do it today.
Og de gør det stadig i dag.
And while they're flying round and round and round, the totalness of their vocabulary.
Og mens de flyver rundt og rundt og rundt, så er hele deres vokabulær.
Is holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Hellig, hellig, hellig er Gud almægtig.
There's no record of them saying anything else.
Der findes ingen optegnelse.
It says for eternity they are just crying out, holy, holy, holy.
I al evighed har de bare råbt ud, hellig, hellig, hellig.
I think they go a little bit insane, wouldn't you?
Det bliver en lille smule tot, ved jeg ikke.
But they don't.
Men det gør de ikke.
And in these scriptures in Revelation and in Isaiah, we get a glimpse of what it's like to live in glory.
Men i de her skrifter i Isaias og i Åbenbaringen, der får du en lille bid af det der med, hvad det handler om at leve i.
First of all, they're in the uninhibited glory of God, unveiled. There's no nothing holding the fullness of God back.
Ja, de er i Guds direkte nærvær.
That's something.
Det er noget.
That's the full power of God unveiled.
Det er Guds kraft
strolling out.
Fuld styrke
flowing out. And they love it.
Og de elsker det.
And when they're in that glory as they fly round and round,
og mens de er i herligheden og bare flyver rundt og rundt.
The actual Hebrew words tell us this.
Så fortæller de hebraiske ord det her.
That they're shouting out to each other.
At de råber til hinanden.
It's like us four. I shout holy.
Det er som os to. Jeg råber hellig.
And then he says back to me, yes, holy.
Og jeg råber tilbage, ja, hellig.
And then you say, yes, holy.
Og du råber, ja, hellig.
And then you say, yes, holy.
Og du råber, ja, hellig.
So they're talking, they're just shouting to each other.
Og de råber bare til hinanden.
And the whole connotation of the Hebrew words is this.
Og hele forståelsen og meningen af det hebraiske ord er det her.
They are receiving a revelation of who God is.
De modtager en åbenbaring af, hvem Gud er.
And they shout, wow.
De råber, wow.
My goodness.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
Så du det?
And the other angels going, oh.
Og den anden engel råber, no.
Wow.
What?
But there's only one word that they know that can adequately express what they just received.
Men der er kun et ord, som kan nogenlunde forklare, hvad de lige har set.
In the English, they translate it as holy.
I det engelske sprog oversættes det hellig.
But it actually means this, this Hebrew word.
Men det hebraiske ord betyder rent faktisk.
We have a lot of words in English for the same meaning.
Vi har mange ord i engelsk for det samme.
One of a kind.
Er en slags.
God, there is no one like you.
Gud, der er ingen som dig.
God, you are incomparable.
Gud, du er usammenlignelig.
God, you are one in a million.
Gud, du er en ud af en million.
There's no one like you.
Der er ingen som dig.
That's the feel. This is what they're shouting at each other. God, man, there's nothing in the universe like you.
Det er det, de råber til hinanden. Der er ingen i universet som dig.
So they suddenly emanating out of God is who he is. It's his glory.
Så det er egentlig, det de modsatte fra Gud, det er hans herlighed.
This revelation just comes out of the being of God, hits these angels, and they are completely wow.
Så den her Guds nærvær, det kommer ud af Gud og rammer engler, og de bliver bare wow.
God, there's no one like you.
Gud, der er ingen som dig.
And it blows them away.
Og de ja. Yeah.
De bliver yeah, it's like that's almost too much.
Ja, det er næsten for meget.
And then they fly around again.
Og så flyver de rundt igen.
And suddenly another revelation of God comes out of him.
Pludselig kommer endnu en åbenbaring fra Gud.
And they do the same thing again.
Whoa!
Did you see that?
Så du det?
Oh God, you are holy.
Gud, du er hellig.
There's no one. Did you call?
Ja, ingen som du.
And they're just blown away by another revelation.
Og de bliver bare blæst om
Gud. And they fly around again.
Og så flyver de en tur mere.
And then the one guy.
Og den tredje var oh,
holy,
hellig,
yeah man, oh,
yeah, hellig.
And that's how it they are blown away, and then they get another one.
Og så kommer der endnu en åbenbaring.
And then they get another one.
Og endnu en åbenbaring.
And then they get another one.
Og endnu en.
And since they were created, they have been getting another and another and a new revelation of who God is.
Og siden de blev skabt, har de fået en ny og en ny og en ny og en ny åbenbaring af hvem Gud er.
When you get to heaven,
når du kommer til himlen,
ask them.
Så spørg dem.
Do you want to swap places?
Skal vi bytte plads?
They say, get stuffed.
Og de vil sige, skrid.
No chance.
Ingen chance.
There are a lot of biblical dynamics happening in this one scripture, which if you don't study it, you miss it.
Der er mange bibelske dynamikker, som sker i det her vers, og du opdager dem ikke, hvis du studerer det.
They're in the glory of God, where there is a never-ending revelation of who he is.
De er i Guds herlighed, hvor der er en ustoppet, en aldrig endende åbenbaring af hvem Gud er.
Just when they grasp that part of God, God puts another one on top of it.
Det øjeblik de forstår den del af Gud, jamen, så putter Gud mere på.
Man, that's heaven.
Det er himlen.
Paul said, "Oh that I might know Christ."
Paul siger, "Oh at jeg måtte kende Gud."
Paul wanted this kind of stuff.
Paulus
he'd learned so much about Jesus.
Han kendte, vidste så meget om Jesus.
But he knew there was so much more.
Men han vidste, at der var så
and
meget
he, and
mere.
And he says, "Hey man, I want to die. For me to die is better than to live."
Og så siger han, jeg vil dø. Lad mig dø. Det er bedre at dø end at leve.
To live is Christ, but to die is better. He
at
says.
Leve er Kristus, men at dø er.
Because I could be in that 24/7.
Jeg kan være i det her i 24/7.
And learn more about Jesus.
Og vide mere om Jesus.
And there's no end to who God is. We've got to understand that.
Og der er ingen ende for hvad Gud han er og hvem han er.
There's always and always and always be something more that'll blow us away.
Altid, altid, altid mere for os at opdage.
You know what it's like when suddenly you get a revelation of God as your healer or something.
Ved du hvordan det er når du pludselig får en åbenbaring om Gud som din helbreder eller et eller andet.
And for months you were like, oh.
Og i månedsvis så er du bare whoa.
And your whole worship takes on a different meaning in your life.
Og hele din lovsang tager en ny drejning i dit liv.
We worship God based on the revelations of God that we have.
Vi tilbeder Gud baseret på de åbenbaringer vi har af ham.
I didn't know anything about Jesus when I first got saved, other than he saved me from those feelings and that dread and all that I explained earlier on.
Jeg vidste ikke noget om Jesus da jeg blev frelst, enten han havde frelst mig eller ændret mig for de her følelser og det rædsel jeg havde tidligere.
And so when they sang about the blood,
så når de sang om blodet,
and being plunged in a big white fountain and vampires
dybet under, ja, alt det der med vampyrer.
I didn't understand any of that. It was meaningless.
Forstod jeg det ikke? Det var meningsløst for mig.
But when it talked about God, Jesus is my savior, and he saved me from my sin. Oh, I'd be there worshiping because I had that revelation. I knew this. And I'm so thankful for it. And I'm so in love with Jesus because of that. And I would blubber sometimes like a baby, crying snot and tears and wet. And we'd all be like that because the revelation was just so strong.
Og jeg græd som baby for tid til anden, fordi ja, vi har oplevet det her, og vi er bare åbenbart er så stærk.
And for the first year of my life,
og de første år af mit liv,
I only really knew Jesus as my savior.
Så kendte jeg kun til Jesus som min frelser.
And so whenever any songs of that revelation came, I was lost in his glory.
Så når sangen med den åbenbaring kom, så var jeg fortabt i hans herlighed.
But then I learned a little bit more about Jesus.
Så lærte jeg lidt mere om Jesus.
That he's my guide.
At han er min vejleder.
And the way God led me through my first year of life was miraculous.
Og hvordan Gud han ledte mig det første år i mit liv var mirakuløst.
I thought that was just normal.
Jeg troede det var normalt.
Until I explained it to other Christians, they're like, "You're freaky," and I'm like, "No, you were freaky."
Jeg forklarede det for andre kristne, de siger, "Du er mærkelig."
Haven't you had that experience? No.
Har I ikke oplevet det?
Well, what's wrong with you?
Så hvad der galt med jer?
Because that's who God is.
Fordi den Gud er.
I'm talking about massive miracles. We haven't got time to talk. I can tell you story after story after story of supernatural encounters.
Jeg oplever masser og masser og masser af mirakler. Jeg kan fortælle historie efter historie om det her.
I thought that was normal Christianity.
Jeg troede det var normal kristendom.
Till I met other Christians.
Indtil jeg mødte andre kristne.
That weren't from our church.
Som ikke kom fra vores kirke.
We would laugh about the divine encounters that God would do to us 6, 7, 8 times a day as teenagers.
Vi grinede af de utallige møder vi havde med Gud fra 6, 7, 8 gange om dagen som
I'm
teenager.
Budgie, the one who wanted to fly.
Budgie som ikke kunne flyve.
He wanted to be transported.
Han ville transporteres.
I'm like, well, catch a bus.
Bus.
He said, no. I've read about Philip in the book of Acts. He's preaching to an Ethiopian in the south of Israel. And then the very next minute, he's preaching in the north of Israel, like 150 miles in an instant. Og, yes, please.
Og Bodhi, han siger, nej. Jeg har læst om Philip, som prædikede for en Ethiopier i syd i Israel. Og øjeblik efter var han i Nord-Israel. Altså, det er 300-400 kilometer.
I said, man, you're an idiot.
Så siger, du er en idiot.
And he takes it to Howell.
Så siger, hvad?
He took it to Howell. Do you think I'm stupid? Is this true in the Bible?
Oh, ja, jeg tog til vores pastor. Er det rigtigt, det her? Står det i Bibelen?
And so he sits us down and he teaches about transportation.
Og Howell, han sætter os ned, og så underviser han os om transportering.
In 1904, when God visited powerfully in my valley where I come from.
I 1904, da Gud han kraftigt mødte på den dal jeg kommer fra.
It wasn't just the pubs that shut.
Så det kun pubberne der lukkede.
And all the dance houses and so on.
Og dansestederne.
Because no one went there.
For der var ikke nogen der kom.
Everybody got saved.
Alle blev frelst.
The bus companies and the train companies went bankrupt.
Bus og togselskaber, de gik også konkurs.
Because God was transporting everybody around the place in instants.
Fordi Gud han transporterede alle rundt fra sted til sted.
My grandmother told me this story.
Min bedstemor fortæller mig den her historie.
That her father, they were worried that their shift from the coal mine would finish too late to get to church to go to the prayer meeting.
De var bange fordi det her skift i hans vagtskift i kulminen stoppet for sent, til de rent faktisk kunne nå til bønnemødet.
Because they'd have to come out, they'd go to the showers to get washed, because they were completely black.
De var nødt til at komme op af minen og komme i blive vasket og blive taget bad.
And the church was 7 miles down the valley.
Og kirken der var 12 km længere ned ad gaden.
And it would take 20 minutes.
Og det ville tage 20 minutter.
On the bus.
Med bussen.
And they wouldn't get to the start, so they were praying as they came up in the.
Så de kunne ikke nå starten af gudstjenesten, så de bad mens de tog op i elevatoren.
Oh God, what we want to do? We don't want to miss the prayer meeting.
Så Gud, hvad skal vi gøre? Vi ønsker ikke at
gå glip af det her bønnemøde. Of the door, as they opened the door for the showers to walk out, they stepped straight into the church.
Og i det øjeblik, de går ud af busrummet, så træder de det øjeblik ind i kirkesalen.
And from that time on, they never caught the bus again. They always did that.
Og fra det tidspunkt af, der tog de aldrig bussen igen. De gjorde det altid.
Now you can think that's crazy.
Og du tænker, det er skørt.
It's in the Bible.
Det er i Bibelen.
And my history is full of it.
Og min historie er fuld af det.
That's just little thing. There's thousands of people that experience this all the time, where there's revival, where the glory of God is present.
Der er tusindvis af mennesker, der oplever det her, hvor der er vækkelse, hvor Guds herlighed er til stede.
I mean, yes, please, God, it would save me so much money.
Det vil spare mange penge.
And time, yeah. But he wanted to be transported. We all thought he was an idiot.
Men han ville transporteres, og vi alle syntes, han var en idiot.
I've never been transported.
Jeg har aldrig blevet transporteret.
I don't know where Budgie is today, so I don't know. He went off to be a missionary in
Jeg ved ikke, hvor Bodhi er i dag. Han tog afsted for at blive missionær.
He went to Nepal.
Han tog til Nepal.
I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah. But it happens.
Men det sker.
In the glory, all kinds of things start.
I herligheden sker der fantastiske ting.
That I thought was normal.
Som jeg troede var normalt.
Everyday Christianity.
Normal kristendom.
There was more to find out.
Der var mere at finde ud af.
And we prayed for it.
Og vi bad om det.
It never worked, especially in the rain when you had to walk back up the top of the mountain where we live. God, just take us right now.
Vi bad om det ofte, og specielt når vi skulle op ad bjerget der i regnvejr. Gud, tag os op nu.
These angels were getting revelation after revelation of God.
De her fire engle, de fik åbenbaring efter åbenbaring.
And it affects your worship.
Og det påvirker din lovsang.
Because when you know God as your provider, for example.
For du ved, at Gud er din forsørger.
You know the last... Except for a period of 6 years in the last... Gwenda and I have been married 28 years now.
Gwenda og jeg har været gift i 8 år.
30 years full-time in the ministry. I've never had another job in that sense.
30 år i fuldtidstjeneste. Jeg har aldrig haft en job ved siden af.
And only 6 of those years where we've had surplus in our wages, where we've had more than what we pay out each month.
Og kun 6 år i de her 30 år har vi haft et plus på vores konto.
So the other 24 years...
I de andre 24 år...
We've never had enough money from our wages
for vores løn
to pay our bills.
Til at betale vores regninger.
Never had enough money.
Aldrig haft nok.
If a bank manager looked at our accounts, he'd say, "This is impossible."
Hvis en bankmand vil kigge på vores ting igennem, så han siger, det her er umuligt.
But we've always lived this way. We always thought this was normal, so it's never been a problem to us.
Men vi har altid levet på den her måde, så det, og vi har altid troet, det var normalt, så.
Because we serve God, we follow God, we are giving to God our lives, he will supply our needs.
Vi har fulgt Gud, og vi lever med ham og givet til ham, og han vil sørge for vores behov.
I learned that the very first day I went to Bible school.
Det lærte jeg den første dag, jeg gik på bibelskolen.
That's another miracle, how God even changed the whole country because of me.
Det er helt andet mirakel, hvordan Gud han forandrede hele landet på grund af mig.
The government in Britain do not pay for education other than when you've left school, 16.
I England betaler regeringen ikke for uddannelse andet end
today you want to go to university, you got to pay a minimum 90,000 kroner per year.
Hvis du vil gå på universitet i England, så skal du betale mindst 90,000 om året.
I was 16, I wanted to go to Bible college.
Jeg var 16 og ville gå på bibelskole.
God told me to go to Bible college.
Gud sagde, jeg skulle tage på bibelskole.
And I said, how am I going to pay for it, Lord?
Jeg sagde, hvordan skal jeg betale for det her?
He said, that's my problem, not yours, just go.
Så siger han, det er mit problem, ikke dit.
I said, thank you very much.
Jeg sagde, mange tak.
But that was normal. I went, it cost 15,000 kroner for the year.
Jeg tog afsted, det skulle koste 15,000 for året.
And I was unemployed. I was earning 100 kroner a week.
Jeg tjente 100 kroner om måneden.
A week, that's all we got as dagpenge in those days.
Det var sådan dagpenge i den tid.
You only get 500 now, but
a week. 500 nu.
It's not enough.
Det er ikke nok.
But I went to Bible school.
Jeg tog bibelskole.
God says the government's going to pay for it.
Gud han siger at regeringen vil betale for det.
So I rang the commune.
Så jeg ringte til kommunen.
I said, so can you send me an application form so I can get money from you to pay for me to go to Bible school?
Så kan du sende mig et ansøgningsskema så jeg kan søge penge til jeg kan komme på bibelskole?
The guy laughed his head off on the other side of the phone.
Manden han grinede og grinede og grinede på den anden side.
I heard him call other people around and come and listen to this.
Jeg hørte ham kalde på nogle andre på kontoret og sige kom og lyt til det her.
So why do you think we're going to pay for this?
Siger han, hvorfor tror du jeg skal betale?
Because God told me you're going to pay for it.
Fordi det har Gud sagt til mig.
I could hear the whole office laughing.
Og hele kontoret grinede.
But I'm like, are these people stupid?
Siger, er de dumme?
I said, be careful, otherwise God's going to zap you.
Siger, pas på, ellers har Gud fat i jer.
For me it was normal.
Det var normalt.
Why would I think anything else? I'd already seen God smash my life around.
Hvorfor skulle jeg tro noget andet? Gud han havde forandret hele mit liv.
They laughed at me.
De grinede af mig.
In fact, he said before he put the phone down, you know what? This is priceless. I'm going to send you a form.
Han siger før han ligger over, siger han, det her det er uvurderligt. Bare fordi det er sjovt, så sender jeg dig en
just to
form.
See what happens.
Bare for at se, hvad der sker.
He sent me a form. I filled it in, sent it off.
Han sendte mig skemaet, og jeg fyldte ud og sendte det ind.
2 weeks into Bible school.
2 uger efter bibelskolen.
Headmaster calls me into his office.
2 uger efter bibelskolen startede, kalder rektor mig ind på kontoret.
He says, I got a letter from your commune.
Så siger han, jeg har fået et brev fra din kommune.
They want you to go down and have an interview.
Så de ville, du skulle gå derned og tage et interview.
So I told you they're going to pay for it.
Jeg sagde, du skulle betale for det, sagde jeg.
Because he knows, because many people have tried to ask the government to pay to go to Bible school. They've always said no.
Han vidste godt, at mange havde prøvet før mig at få regeringen til at betale, men der var ingen, der ville.
I go down, I have this interview.
Jeg gik ned på kommunen og fik et to.
Apparently in Britain.
Og åbenbart i England.
The government will pay for one person.
So will,
in the whole country a year.
Regeringen betaler for et person om i året.
It's called a discretionary grant that they choose that. Okay, there's one person every year we will pay for.
Okay, der er en person hver år, som vi betaler for.
Out of 50 million people.
Ud af 50 millioner mennesker.
I get through to the last five.
Så jeg er tilbage igennem de sidste en del af de sidste.
When I arrived at the offices, this guy greets me with his hand.
Da jeg kommer ned på kontor,
with
så
all these people from the office looking.
Og alle de her mennesker på kontor, de står og kigger.
There he is.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with these idiots?
Hvad sker med de her idioter?
And he goes, come on, he treats me like a king. So but he was mocking me, I didn't realize at the time.
Han var som konge.
Sit down, do you want me to get you a tea or a coffee?
Han tog pis på mig, det forstod jeg ikke.
No, I'm okay.
Nej, jeg har det fint.
And you can hear them all looking through the glass windows, laughing.
Og alle kiggede ved glasruden og
I have no idea what's going on.
Jeg anede ikke, hvad der var sket.
I'm called in, we were talking to amongst the five of us that were there.
Og vi talte os fem, der var der.
And the one guy says, why are you here? To someone else.
Og den ene siger til den anden, hvorfor er du her?
He's doing study into the cure for stomach cancer.
Han var i gang med at studere om helbredelse til
mavekræft. He needs a grant to continue, and hopefully in a year he'll find that cure.
Så han behøver en fonde til at kunne studere videre.
I'm like, wow.
Og jeg tænker, wow.
That's a good cause.
Det er en god idé.
Someone else was doing something on brain tumors.
Der var en, der var i gang med et studie omkring hjernetumor.
And one by one I'm listening to them and I'm like,
og en af dem, så lytter til de her gutter.
Okay, God, you've really got to do something now, because these are really good reasons why they're here.
Gud, du må virkelig gøre noget her, for det er virkelig god grund til at få pengene.
And then, why are you here?
Og så siger de til mig, hvorfor er du her?
Because I'm going to be a preacher.
Det er, fordi jeg skal være præst.
I'm going to preach the gospel.
Jeg skal prædike evangeliet.
And you guys got no chance, because God has already told me they're going to give it to me.
Og I har ikke en chance, fordi Gud han har allerede sagt.
And they all just laughed.
Kommer til mig.
And I heard the one guy said, oh, we don't have to worry about him.
Og en han siger, han behøver vi ikke at bekymre os om.
And I'm like, you fools.
Idioter, sagde jeg.
I was naive, but innocent. I'm like, no, God is God. These guys don't stand a chance.
Gud er Gud, og de har ingen chance.
I go in.
Jeg går derind.
It's like a semicircle of six guys behind that big desk.
Halvcirkel.
A chair in the middle of this room is very intimidating.
Seks fyre og sådan en stol midt i, så jeg kunne sætte mig meget, meget skræmmende.
And the first guy, he gets my school file.
Og den første, han tager min skolepapir.
It's like this thick.
Det er så tyk.
And he sniggers.
Og han ler.
So, Mr. Simmons.
Herr Simmons.
And he starts reading out when I fought teachers, when I blew up the school, when I put a bomb under the headmaster's car, and all these things he starts bringing up.
Slåsset med lærerne og bombes rektorens bil og slåsset med andre elever.
I'd done a lot of things.
Jeg har gjort mange ting.
And I'm like, I didn't know they knew about those.
Yeah, and they wisdom.
And then I'm like, I'm glad they didn't bring those things up they don't know about.
Jeg er glad for de ikke kom.
Because that was also me.
Det var også mig.
And he starts getting angry and shouts at me. You are just trying to cheat us out of money. It's another one of your stealing things again.
Du forsøger bare at snyde os for pengene. Du bare ønsker bare at stjæle fra os igen.
And he starts accusing me of being a thief again.
Så begynder han at anklage mig for at være tyv.
I couldn't argue with him because the guy of the reports he had, that was me.
Men jeg kunne ikke argumentere.
That was me.
Jeg kunne ikke argumentere, fordi den rapport han havde foran sig, det var mig.
He didn't believe in God.
Han troede ikke på Gud.
And I didn't know how to answer him.
Og jeg anede ikke, hvad jeg skulle sige til ham.
But God gave me a scripture just before I left.
Men Gud han gav mig skriftet lige
from Matthew, where it says, "Don't worry when you're on trial what to say, because I'll give you what to say when you need to say."
Fra Matteus, og siger, lad være med at være bekymret, når du står foran dommeren, om hvad du skal sige, for jeg vil give dig hvad du skal sige.
God just gives me a prophetic word for him.
Gud gav mig et profetisk ord til ham.
And it was literally something like this.
Og det lød noget sådan her.
You're having sexual relations with young boys, and if you don't stop it, God is going to judge you.
Så du har et seksuelt forhold til unge drenge, og hvis du stopper det, så skal Gud dømme dig.
We were used to living in the presence of God, man. When God spoke, He spoke, and we just said it.
Altså vi levede i Guds nærvær, og var vant til at når Gud han talte, så talte vi. Fordi, så
I'm 16. I know nothing.
Jeg er 16 år gammel. Jeg ved ingenting.
Other than God is real.
Anden at Gud han er virkelig.
So I said it just as the Holy Spirit said it to me.
Så jeg siger det på nøjagtig samme måde som Helligånden siger til mig.
blood red.
Han blev fuldstændig rød i hovedet.
Totally embarrassed.
Fuldstændig.
He quickly just shuts my file and moves it on and walks out.
Lukker min mappe og skyder den videre og går ud.
He didn't argue about it.
Han argumenterede ikke med mig.
He didn't dispute it.
Han gik imod.
He didn't deny it.
Han nægtede det ikke.
He walked away.
Han gik.
The next, they're all looking at what was that?
De andre kigger bare på, hvad skete
der. The next guy starts opening my file and reading other stuff.
Den anden, han åbner min fil eller min mappe og begynder at læse andre ting.
He challenges me the same way.
Han udfordrer mig på samme måde.
And God gives me something about him committing adultery with his secretary.
Og Gud, han viser mig, hvordan han har bedrevet hår med sin sekretær.
And if you don't stop it and repent, he's going to reveal it to your wife.
Og hvis ikke du stopper det og omvender nu, så vil jeg
he shut
kone.
It and moved it on.
Han lukker mappen og sender den videre.
The third guy, he's like looking at he just didn't say a word. He moves it straight on.
Tredje fyr, han kigger bare på de andre, så sender han det. Han skulle ikke have noget sagt.
The fourth guy, he's like
Sidder,
like an old headmaster.
Som en gammel rektor.
And shuts it and doesn't say a word. He moves it on.
Lukker den og sender den videre.
The fifth guy, I'll never forget, says this to me.
Den femte, han siger det her til mig.
I don't know if he was a Christian.
Jeg aner ikke, om han var kristen.
But he says this.
Men han siger sådan her.
It's very clear to me, young man.
Det er meget, meget klart for mig, unge
you've
mand.
You've had a Saul on the road to Damascus experience with God.
At du har haft en Saulus på vej til Damaskus oplevelse med Gud.
And he says, the boy that's in this file
den dreng, der i den her mappe,
is not the boy that sat before us.
Er ikke den dreng, der sidder foran os.
He doesn't exist anymore. I
han
can see that.
Findes ikke længere. Det kan jeg se.
And he took my file and he threw it in the bin.
Så han tager hele min mappe og smider den
he
i
put it in the bin.
Smider den i skraldespanden.
And all he said was, thanks for coming today. We'll give you our decision within the week.
Siger, tak fordi du kom i dag, og vi vil give dig vores beslutning inden for en uge.
Went home. That was a Tuesday afternoon.
Tog tilbage. Det var tirsdag eftermiddag.
Friday morning.
Fredag morgen.
In class at Bible school.
I klassen i Bibelskolen.
The headmaster comes running in.
Kommer vores rektor løbende.
Yes! Waving a piece of paper. I'm like, yeah. I said, he's lost it. Something's going on.
Vinker med et stykke papir. Han nu han.
Yes! 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 And we're like, what? And he goes, Wayne, look!
Og han, yes. Og siger, Wayne, se.
It was a check.
Det var en check
from the commune.
Fra kommunen.
That paid not only for my whole year's Bible school.
Som ikke kun betalte for hele mit år på bibelskole.
But they knew the background, the poor background that I'd come from.
Men de kendte også til min fattige baggrund.
And they said, as a preacher, you're going to need to buy a suit.
Som prædikant er du nødt til at have en habit.
And a preaching Bible, a leather-back Bible. They gave me a list of things that I needed
og
to buy.
En læderbibel, og
a leather-backed Bible.
Der var en hel liste af ting, jeg skulle have.
And certain things.
Og visse ting.
These knocks, I've said this at school, man. This is how naive we were.
Jeg har fortalt jer på skolen. Det her, det var så naive, vi var.
So I paid for my school, and then what I need, and pocket money for the whole year.
Så de betalte for skolen, og for alle mine behov, og lommepenge til hele året.
And.
Og.
Saying if you can do, if God can do that to you where you was in your school, we wanted to do for everybody.
Og siger hvis Gud han gør det for dig, hvor du var i din skolegang, så vil han skal gøre det for alle.
When you finish school,
når du er færdig med skolen,
we want to offer you a job.
Så vi vil give dig et job.
We'll pay you through the local church in Pontlandfrith, where I come from.
Vi vil betale via den lokale kirke.
That they will employ you.
Så de vil ansætte dig.
To go into school and preach the gospel that changed your life.
Og gå ind på skolerne i hele området og prædiker det evangelium som
when I finished Bible school I went straight there and I preached there for 3 years.
Da jeg var færdig på bibelskolen, tog jeg direkte tilbage til min by og blev ansat
paid for by the government.
Blev ansat af staten.
And they made one other thing. If this works, they said.
Og de siger det en ting mere, hvis det her det virker.
We will pay for everybody that wants to go to this Bible school.
Så vi betaler for alle der ønsker at gå på den bibelskole.
And from that year on, still to this day, you want to go to that school, they'll pay for you to go. It's the only school they'll pay for you to go.
Og stadig i dag, efter så mange år, så betaler de stadig for den ene skole, og det er kun den ene skole de betaler for.
They changed the law.
De ændrer loven.
That anybody in Great Britain wants to go to that Bible school, the government will pay for it.
Hvem som helst i hele Storbritannien som ønsker at gå på den her skole, staten vil betale for det.
It's a lot more to it, a lot of other, but this.
Der er meget mere til den her historie, men.
Why can that happen?
Hvorfor kan det her ske?
So easily and quickly from someone who knows nothing.
Så enkelt og så lige til for en som ikke ved noget som helst.
It's life in the glory.
Det er livet i herlighed.
Miracles flow out of it.
som flyder ud af det.
I didn't know what God was doing.
Jeg havde ingen idé om hvad det var Gud han gjorde.
I just said what God told me to say.
Jeg sagde kun det Gud han sagde jeg skulle.
But he knew what he was doing.
Han vidste godt hvad han gjorde.
If we could have a church,
hvis vi kan få en
full
kirke
of people,
fuld af mennesker,
that knows how to get in the glory at home,
som ved hvordan de kommer ind i herligheden
and takes
derhjemme,
it to church, an exploding church, and then takes it to work,
og så tager det til kirke,
or to the supermarket,
arbejde, supermarket,
or to the neighbor.
Naboerne.
It's not just words we say. There is a kabod. There is a weight. There is a convicting presence that surrounds us.
Det er ikke kun ord vi siger, men der er et kabod, der er en vægt, der er en dybde, der er et nærvær i ord der følger os.
That changes people's lives.
Som forandrer menneskers liv.
I was in Roskilde a few months ago on the town street.
Jeg var i Roskilde for nogle måneder siden i byen.
From time to time,
fra tid til anden,
I just go down the street.
Så går jeg bare ned i byen.
The gågade.
Ned i gågaden.
And I sit on the benches there.
Sætter mig på bænkene der.
And I just say to the Holy Spirit.
Og jeg bare siger til Helligånden.
Here I am, Lord.
Her er jeg.
If there's anybody in need, bring them. Use me.
Hvis der er nogen der har behov, så brug mig.
There are times when I just sit there and have a nice time with the Lord.
På tid til anden så sidder jeg bare der og har en fantastisk med.
There are other times where God brings people that I speak to.
Og andre tidspunkter så bringer Herren mennesker
som jeg taler til. We call them divine appointments.
Det hedder overnaturlige.
Sometimes I know God wants this to happen, so I go there.
Nogle gange ved jeg at det vil ske, så jeg går derned.
Other times I don't know. I don't have any leading from the Holy Spirit.
Og andre gange så har jeg ikke nogen ledelse fra Helligånden.
But I want to give God a chance to move anyway.
Men jeg giver Gud en chance for at bevæge sig alligevel.
It's nice to sit around with people.
Det er rart at sidde med mennesker.
And so I'll sit there.
Så jeg sidder
there's
der.
There's a little grass area right in the middle with a few weird statues.
Der er et lille græsområde og nogle mærkelige statuer.
Three lads from the university came by with their rucksacks.
Kommer tre gutter fra universitetet forbi med deres
rucksack. Sat down on the same bench. All the benches, they sit down on the one I'm on.
Alle bænkene, så sidder de ned på den jeg sidder på.
And they could hear that I was speaking to someone, but in my Danish. They could hear I wasn't Danish.
Jeg talte med nogen, så de kunne godt høre, at jeg ikke var dansk.
Oh, where are you from?
And
we just started talking.
Og vi begyndte at snakke.
So why are you in Denmark?
Hvad laver du i Danmark?
That's a stupid question to ask me.
Dumt spørgsmål.
And so I said, I'm a preacher.
Jeg er prædikant.
And out came all that atheistic aggression, I
call
it.
Så kom alt det her atheistiske galde ud.
The AA. The atheistic aggression, the Alcoholics Anonymous, the whatever you want to call it, the stupidity that there is.
Alt det dumme, de fyrer af.
And so I'm like, I have enough knowledge to argue with the best atheist.
Altså, jeg har viden nok til at diskutere mig selv den bedste ateist.
But I learned a few years ago, you can win an argument and lose a soul.
Men jeg lærte for nogle år siden, at du kan vinde en argumentation,
said, look,
men du taber sjælen.
I'm not
going to
argue with you.
Jeg gider ikke diskutere med jer.
Let me just show you God is real.
Må jeg få lov til at vise jer, at Gud er virkelig?
Oh, how are you going to do that?
Så hvordan vil du gøre det?
I'll just put my hand on your shoulder and pray for God to show himself to you.
Jeg lægger bare min hånd på din skulder.
Well, right here, right now, yeah.
Lige her, lige nu.
If you want to know, if you really want to know if God is real or not, then let's go for it.
Så hvis du virkelig vil vide om Gud han virkelig lejer, så lad os prøve.
If you're too chicken, then
hvis
walk
du får
away.
Meget kylling, så gå.
So they're like, that's the way you get them. Their pride comes up, and that's it. They've had it.
Det er sådan man får dem. Prik deres stolthed, så har du dem.
Okay, then pray for me. The one guy says.
Okay, be for mig, siger den ene.
So you don't have to do anything. I'm just gonna pray.
Så du behøver gøre noget. Jeg beder.
And I put my hand on his shoulder. Just Jesus.
Jeg lader min hånd på hans
Let
skulder.
Your glory come over this man's life.
Lad din herlighed komme over den her mands liv lige nu.
He starts to cry.
Begynder han at græde.
He starts to cry.
Begynder at græde.
It freaks the other two out completely.
De to andre bliver sådan rimelig bange.
I'm like, are you okay?
Jeg siger, er du okay?
He goes, no.
Nej.
So just sit down with it. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Sidder jeg, kom on.
Next.
Næste.
And the guy's like, he's looking at me like he's like.
Og den der kigger over som.
You can see suddenly he's not so arrogant and proud anymore.
Pludselig han ikke så arrogant og stolt længere.
And I said, I don't know what God is going to do or say to you. I just know He's going to show Himself to you.
Jeg ved ikke hvad Gud vil sige.
And He's a good God. He's not going to smack you with a lightning bolt.
Men han bare talte til dig. Jeg ved ikke hvad han vil sige, men han er en god Gud. Han kommer ikke til at slå dig med stolpen.
And I just do the same again.
Og jeg gør det samme igen.
But I can feel what's in me going into him.
Jeg kan føle det der i mig, det går ind i ham.
The glory that I live in is hitting his life.
Den herlighed jeg lever i, den rammer hans liv.
Now I may be at a level.
Jeg er måske på et eller andet niveau.
And there are people that are at far higher levels than me.
Der er på meget højere niveau end mig.
But he's there.
Men han er helt her.
Because he's not even saved. He doesn't even believe in God. He's never experienced anything supernatural.
Han er ikke frelst endnu. Han har aldrig oplevet noget overnaturligt.
And suddenly that goes into him.
Og pludselig går det her niveau ind til ham, rammer ham.
And he starts crying.
Og han begynder at græde.
And he sits down.
Og han sætter sig ned.
He said the guy, the last guy, just says, "I'm going. See you, bye," and walks off.
Og så siger han, "Nej, jeg smutter. Hej, hej."
Yeah, yeah, chicken.
Yeah, råber kylling.
So I talk to these guys.
Jeg taler med de her to gutter.
They're intelligent young men.
Intelligente unge mennesker.
The one guy's just said, yeah, stuff nobody knows about.
Og den her siger, ting som ingen mennesker ved om, kender til.
And this is his words.
Og det her, det er hans ord.
God's just told me he knows.
Gud har lige fortalt mig, han ved det.
I thought you said you didn't believe in God.
Jeg siger, jeg tror du sagde, at du ikke betroede på Gud.
And he's like, he doesn't say, he just shakes his head.
Og han siger ikke, han bare ryster bare på hovedet.
So I go to the next guy.
Jeg tager fat den anden fyr.
And I said, what about you?
Og hvad med dig?
He says, you've just destroyed my whole life.
Så du har lige ødelagt hele mit liv.
I'm like, that's heavy. What do you mean?
Det er jo tungt. Hvad mener du?
He's an intelligent young man. He said this to me.
Ung mand, han siger det her til mig.
He said, everything I've been building and aiming my life towards is based on the fact that God doesn't exist.
Alt hvad jeg har bygget mit liv på, alt hvad jeg har stræbt imod, er bygget på det faktum, at Gud han eksisterer ikke.
Now I know he does.
Nu ved jeg, han gør.
And I have to rethink everything.
Og jeg er nødt til at rekapitulere alt.
I gave him one of my cards.
Jeg gav ham mit
visitkort. Said, well, when you're ready, just give us a call.
Når du læser, så giv mig
en ring. He said, I've got to go home and rethink my life.
Så jeg er nødt til at gå hjem og gentænke hele mit liv.
Wow.
Wow.
I've never even experienced that before in a person.
Jeg har aldrig oplevet det før i et menneske.
People have always told me Danes are very difficult to witness to. I'm like,
mennesker har altid sagt til mig, at danske de er svære at vidne for.
They're the same as anybody else.
De er nøjagtigt som alle andre.
They have the same hopes and desires and dreams and fears.
De har samme håb og ønsker og drømme og frygt som alle andre.
They hate religion.
De hader religion.
As much as anybody does.
Så meget som alle andre.
But when they meet the real God.
Men når de møder den rigtige Gud.
Who loves them.
Som elsker dem.
Who pours his compassion and love and peace in their lives.
Som fylder sin barmhjertighed ind i dem.
9 out of 10 hearts melt.
Så 9 ud af 10 hjerter vil bare smelte.
If they are real people.
Hvis de er rigtige mennesker.
If they're influenced, I mean, if they're influenced by satanic forces or totally steeped in pride and arrogance and idolatry, that's a bit harder.
Altså hvis de er satanister eller dybt sunket i hår og den slags, så er det noget andet. Men
but a lot of Danes out there aren't.
Men mange danskere ikke.
They're just normal people.
De er bare normale mennesker.
Seeking reality. And they got some reality that day.
Og de fik realiteter den dag.
The glory of God came on them. I didn't have to argue with them.
Helligånden kom over dem. Jeg behøver ikke argumentere med dem.
God spoke to them.
Gud talte til dem.
When we learn to take it in,
når vi lærer at tage det ind,
it comes back out.
Så kommer det ud igen.
When it's right.
Når det er rigtigt.
So in the glory there's a never-ending revelation of who Jesus is.
Så i helheden er der en uendelig åbenbaring af hvem Jesus er.
I have never,
jeg har aldrig,
had a stronger experience with God,
haft en stærkere oplevelse med Gud,
in church,
i kirken,
than I've had at home.
Som jeg har haft, end jeg har haft derhjemme.
I've never had a stronger experience in church than I've had at home.
Jeg har aldrig haft en stærkere oplevelse i kirken end dem jeg har haft derhjemme.
I'm glad.
Og det er jeg glad for.
Because I become a slobbering mess on the floor when God really moves.
Fordi jeg bliver savl klump på gulvet når Gud kommer.
Gwenda come home one night, we have a floor like this, a wooden floor. I'm just nose first in the floor and there's a big pool of tears and snot and sweat.
Gwenda hun kommer hjem en aften, hvor vi har et gulv ligesom det her, hvor jeg ligger med næsen først i gulvet og der er bare en stor pøl af
one
snot
night,
og tårer.
I'm just lost in the presence of God.
Fortabt i Guds nærvær.
She goes in the toilet, gets a mop, she lifts my head up, puts it back down and goes to bed and leaves me there in the darkness.
Hun går ud på toilettet, henter en moppe, løfter mit hoved op i håret og vasker gulvet og ligger hovedet ned igen og så går hun i seng.
What? Yeah, no, no, yeah.
That's where we lost it.
It's, yeah, that's where I lost this bit here. We've got to learn to get it at home.
Vi er nødt til at lære at få det derhjemme.
God wants us to walk in this.
Gud ønsker, at vi skal vandre i det her.
He calls us into his presence.
Han kalder os ind i sit nærvær.
Very few people learn how to do it.
Meget få lærer det.
We're going to take a break.
Vi tager en pause.
And then we're going to look at how.
Og så kan man